The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. What an exciting and beautiful Saturday this is.
Is it going to stay that way?
I have no idea. I think it's going to rain.
Well, more rain tomorrow than today. But Memorial Day is Monday.
Yep.
You know what else happens this week?
Mm.
Let's see here. It's the unofficial first day of summer.
How's that?
Well, it's the... What do you mean, how's that? It's the unofficial first day of summer.
Which day is the unofficial first day of summer?
Memorial Day weekend.
Well, you mean because unofficial... pools open and stuff like that, open the beaches and
that's
whatever.
That's right. It's race weekend.
Yes,
the
that's
Indy
exciting.
500.
Yep.
That's right. You know, I want to talk about Memorial Day because it's actually not meant to be a happy day. Now, it's happy that families get together, but it's actually more of a solemn day. It's a day of reflection as we remember all of those brave men and women that have given the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation that we live in. All of those fallen heroes and their families who have lost their loved ones in war, in conflicts, in training for war, and to all to protect our great, great nation. You know, as we meet with our friends and families on Monday, I suggest that you take a few moments to explain to your children what this day is really all about. Because it's not about just having an extra day off. And at 3 o'clock on Monday, all Americans are actually encouraged to pause for 1 minute. And that 1 minute is a moment of silence for what's called the National Moment of Remembrance. So take a moment before 3 o'clock, explain to your kids what's that all about, and then perhaps hold hands with your family and friends for that moment of remembrance, because so many millions of people have died since actually Civil War times when we had the first remembrance of, it wasn't called Memorial Day then, but that's when it started and actually became a official holiday in 1971. So that's a bit of our thanks to those fallen heroes. And we want to start off the day with telling you about our contest, which has to do with Memorial Day, and what is unique about the U.S. flag on Memorial Day. So call us with your guess. What's the phone number, Angela?
222-8255.
Great. And we want to give a couple of shout-outs because we got some new listeners. And who are they, Angela?
Well, Fonda. Start with Fonda and
Fonda.
Ben, actually, because they both work at the same place, which is Heartland Rehab. And I have had the honor and pleasure of meeting them because I've had the broken foot. And I've been in rehab for a couple of weeks. And Fonda is my physical therapist. And I can tell that I have healed so much because of the care and attention that she's given me.
So you're loving her to hate her because she's causing you pain,
I
right?
I do have a love-hate relationship with her, yes. but really, everything that she does is in my best interest and pushes me to be better and better and better. And in fact, I'm going to try to drive this weekend. So for anyone who knows me, I'm a terrible passenger, and I have been having to be a passenger since April 5th. So
yes, I've been your chauffeur.
Miserable for me for the last couple of months
because you're not in control. You like to be in control, right? As you drive,
and I'm going to do everything I can to drive this weekend, whether it hurts or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be
there
for you.
But Fonda's gotten me ready for that, so she gives me this cute little. Actually, you know what she does? It's a blood pressure cuff. She blows it up, and then I push it like an accelerator.
Okay.
So she's helping me prepare to drive. So I'm super duper excited about that. And the other shout out is to Ben. So Ben is the smile that you see every time you walk in the door at Heartland. He's just so endearing. He has this big smile. He's like, "Hello, Angela. How are you?" And I'm thinking, how do you know my name? I feel like I'm at Starbucks where they know what you're drinking, you know? I mean, he's just so personable. And he's the office manager there, and he takes my money every day that I go. And he's just a joy, just an absolute joy. And I hope that I get the opportunity to sell, houses to both of them. That would be awesome if I get that chance. So,
well, that's great.
Yeah, because they're both really, really sweet, sweet, sweet people. And I'm just so great and happy that I know them.
Well, good. And I talked to a nice gentleman yesterday, so I want to do a shout-out to someone who's been listening to the show on and off over the last years, Matt and his wife, Jamie, who
Absolutely.
Are going to be listening this morning, or I should say are listening this morning. So good morning, Matt and Jamie, and thanks for listening. So what a good start to the day.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Had a great start.
All right. So good shout out to them. Hey, we want you to be the best prepared buyer and seller that you can be. And remember, we give advice about real estate. And we also come in contact with some great vendors. So if you have any need for any vendors, whether it is a tree service, whether it is an electrician, whatever it is, give us a call and we can help you with that. If you want an evaluation of your home, we can help you with that.
And
whatever
it's free.
It is.
It's free.
Well, the vendors aren't free, but, you know, when they
charge
you.
You said we can give you an evaluation.
Yeah.
I just want them to know there's no cost to that.
We do a
market analysis for free.
That's right. So how were the sales this week, Angela?
Well, Howard, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 796 offers got accepted. Wow. Can you just say wow? That's up 35% from the previous week.
That's a wow.
That is a wow. 715 new homes came on the market, and that's about the same as it was the previous week. And 180 of those are already under contract. So that is more than 20%, right?
It's
about 22%. And 65 of those went under contract on the first day. And 557 of you closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
So
great
hope,
weekend to move in.
So I hope you get moved in before the rain comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now it is beautiful outside. I think there are going to be some homes sold today.
Well, you know, it's so funny because my kid said to me, "Mom, you taking the weekend off because it's a holiday." I'm like, "Are you kidding?" I don't ever take the holiday weekends off because that's when other people are off work and I will be out selling houses.
Yeah, some people list their houses too. We have a meeting with a nice couple today after the radio show.
We do indeed, and we hope to get their business.
Yeah, we have an open house tomorrow and a couple other really nice houses to tell people about. So real estate happens every single day of the year. In fact, one of the agents in our office sold a house this past year, on Christmas Day. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It was someone that was coming in from out of town,
yes,
visiting a relative and sold a house on Christmas Day.
I've done it.
You've done it too?
I've done it. Thanksgiving,
all right.
Christmas, Easter, name it. If it's a holiday that people travel for, I promise you we're doing business.
That's right. That's
New
right.
New Year's, all the time.
Hey, you know what?
What?
We got to tell people, if they're on the fence about whether to wait or not about buying a house, don't wait anymore. Get off the fence. Because you know what's been happening?
What's happening?
Prices are going up. And for 15 of the last 21 weeks in 2018, interest rates have gone up.
It's time to buy.
It is time to
buy. If you're sitting
buy.
On the fence, get off the fence. It
know,
is time to buy. Give us a call. We'll help you find the perfect home of your dreams.
Yeah. Because if you're saying, "Oh, I need to save up some more money," by the time you save up some more money, well, the cost of the house is going up, interest rates are going up, your buying power is going down. What on earth are you waiting for? Angela, what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
We're almost at the end of our first segment. I'm telling you, we got a lot of new things coming up. for the remainder of the show. We got a landlord and tenant tip, an interesting story that actually made national and international news this week. You may have heard it. We're going to tell you about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Bergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with us on this happy, happy Saturday on Memorial Day weekend. It is a little cloudy out now. I hope it doesn't rain yet.
Well, yeah.
I want some pretty weather. I'm going to go on a listening appointment today, so I want it to be pretty.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, we were talking about interest rates, and you sort of did that teaser about how high they are, so let's talk about that.
Okay.
All right, so here's what's happening. The 30-year rate is up to 4.66%. Now, this time last year, it was 3.95, so that's like a half a percent higher. The 15-year rate was up 0.7% to 4.15%. This time last year, it was 3.19. That's almost a whole point. Hello. Rates are up. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate is actually down 0.7% to 4.42%, and the 5-year ARM, we still think it's a good deal if you're thinking of being in your home less than 5 years. It's up 0.05% to 3.87%, and this time last year it was 3.07. So it's up over 0.5%, like 0.75%.
Interesting.
Yes. So rates are up. They are. If you want to buy, buy now.
Let's clarify. Yeah, let's clarify something. They're up. There's a big but to that.
There's not a big but to that. They're up.
No, they're up. The but is they're still really, really cheap. I bought a house. I'm going back in history.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm 63 years old. I'm 63.
He's old. He keeps telling people how old he
is,
doesn't he?
Well, wait a minute. But let me get my,
the same.
Let me get my butts out. Well, wait a minute. That didn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good, does it? I'm not getting your butt covered.
My butt will be covered. But I did it again.
Stop.
All right. I'll change it to however.
However.
However. I remember buying my first house.
Yes.
16.5%. My second, 12%. My third, 10%. I bought another one at 8%. So this 5% around that is still really, really cheap.
It's affordable.
That's the however.
I don't know if you want to say cheap. I think you should say it's affordable.
That's the however I meant to say.
Yeah. So if you've been a buyer for years and decades even, like Howard, been a buyer for decades, then yes, you can see that the rates are less today than they were historically. That's correct. However, if you're new to the marketplace, let's say you're a millennial and you're just starting out, I want to tell you, if you got qualified 6 months ago, the rates have gone up and your buying power is less.
It is.
So you need to get off the fence and get in the game and buy. Stop procrastinating and just do it, because they're going to go up further. They're not going down. They're going up. So it's time to get in the game.
Yes, there are new home programs. There are new first-time home buyer programs that are available that you can get $7,500 of money to use. You have to pay it back when you sell the home, but you can use the money without any cost to you.
Right.
So
imagine if you coupled that with a USDA loan.
How about that? Which is available not in Duval, but in the surrounding counties.
St. John's, I think Baker.
Yes,
Baker. And Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere but Duval. So, you know, it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture is willing to loan money at 100% money. So that's a good deal. And then if you get the first-time home buyer on top of that, you got all your closing costs paid for and you're in the house for nothing. So that's exciting. You could also add it to a VA loan. So if you're a VA and a first-time home buyer, you can add it that way. And for more information on any of this, you can go to applywithchristine, that's Christine with a K, .com. And she is one of the sponsors of our show. And she is someone we highly recommend because she's excellent at what she does. And I mean excellent. It's so much communication. You'd just be totally impressed. So Christine with a K, applywithchristine.com. And on her website, she has all sorts of information about VA loans, FHA loans, conventional loans, USDA loans, first-time homebuyer programs. Anything and everything you want to know about mortgages is on her website. It's very comprehensive, and you can learn a lot there. And if you want to get a mortgage or even refinance, you can do that on her website. She does refinance as well as mortgages.
You know, a lot of people really do want to buy their home. There was a recent survey that because home prices are going up, of course, you need a down payment in most cases to buy that first home. But what are you willing to do to buy that first home? There was a recent survey of 1,000 would-be buyers. They were asked the question, what would you give up to get a 10% down payment? Interesting responses. This is would-be homeowners. And apparently home ownership is pretty important, because the answers were, let's see, I'd give up a dream car. I'd give up a vacation. They'd even give up the right to vote. In fact, 22% of respondents said they would give up their right to vote for 10% down payment.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That's crazy.
I guess some people don't think the right to vote is important, or, you know, maybe these were California respondents. I don't know where, you know, homes out there are $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, and right to vote, I guess, is $50,000 for 10%. I don't know. Hey, nobody's called in with a contest yet. Contest question. What is unique about the American flag on Memorial Day? Call us with your guess at 222.
You know what? I have to admit that I did not know the answer to this.
I didn't either. This was new information to me.
And I wonder how many people actually know, because I feel like I'm pretty well educated.
You're pretty well versed on Memorial yeah. Day?
No, just on quirky things.
This is quirky.
Because I hang out with you, so you always got some quirky detail about something. So I'm surprised we didn't know that before now.
I don't know. Anyway, I have a very unique story that perhaps, you know, perhaps 10%, 20%, even 50% of the people of our listeners have heard today, heard this week, because it made national news and international news this week. But we have a caller, so I'm going to go to the caller as soon as Alan puts up the name. And we've got David on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Memorial Day flag.
Yes, tell us.
Here's some interesting facts I know. The Star Spangled Banner, which is the national anthem, is also the flag that is in the Museum of National History in Washington, D.C., which was the flag over Fort McHenry. It had 15 stars, 15 stripes. They, at one time, that was the only flag that we used until the 1920s, when they changed it to one star for each additional state and back to 13 stripes.
Very interesting.
Wow.
Somewhere in that's got to fit, but the Memorial Day, we didn't have 48 stars until 1920s, I believe it was. And so my guess would be the Memorial Day flag has 15 stripes.
No, that's, well, actually it has 13 stripes for the 13 original colonies.
Right. We had 15 for a period of time there where the flag did not change from the one that was flying over Fort McHenry at the time in 1812.
Okay. Well, let me give you more information. It has to do with the flag that is used today that is flying everywhere. So what's unique about what you do with the flag on Memorial Day?
So half-mast.
That's half right.
Yes.
So you got to get the whole thing right.
Oh.
Well, when you put the flag at half-mast, and most people don't know this, the flag is raised smartly to the top and then slowly lowered to half-mast.
That's true, too, but that's not the piece for Memorial Day.
Yeah, that's not the piece. So we'll see if somebody else can come up with the rest of it. But you gave some great information.
Yes, you did.
I really appreciate that. Do you have any real estate questions for us while you have us on the line?
The only thing that I would say is there, other than areas where it is deed restricted, is there any kind of city ordinance or anything like that that would prevent putting up a flagpole in the yard?
I don't know about that.
But other than that, that's what I know about the flag, and evidently it wasn't quite enough. But
well, it's really unique. You know what? Because you got half of it and gave us other information,
yes,
we're going to send you the little tracking device that we give out.
Yes.
But we're still going to ask for other people to call in and see if they know the rest of the story.
But he was right about the half mass.
He was right about the half mass. But there's more to the story. By the way, Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day, and it also has
Decoration.
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 Decoration, like you're decorating something.
Okay.
And red poppy is also worn on Decoration Day as a sign of military remembrance. The red poppy flower.
True. Now that's also on Veterans Day too, right? Don't you do it on Veterans and Memorial?
It's traditionally associated with Veterans Day, yeah, but it's also done on Memorial Day.
I should be wearing red today.
All right. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about that that story that made national and international news. We're going to talk about that when we get back after the break. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in have met for the second time in a month to discuss peace commitments they've recently made during their first summit. Also, Kim's potential upcoming meeting with President Trump was a key topic. South Korea's presidential office said that Moon will personally announce the outcome of today's summit with Kim tomorrow. In Chicago, a major sweep against gang-related crime over the weekend. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson announced yesterday, starting on Thursday, they've already rounded up more than 100 suspects and continue that activity over the weekend as well. Officials in Hawaii County say the number of structures lava has destroyed on the Big Island is now 82. The Kilauea volcano has been erupting now for 3 weeks, spewing lava from cracks that emerge in neighborhoods and sending ash sky high from its summit. Earthquakes have also been occurring in the area. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you've ever considered owning a quality diamond of a carat or more, now's the time to buy. From now until May 27th, we're holding our big diamond sale, and now's the best time to buy a quality diamond. These are a few reasons why. First, prices for high-quality big diamonds continue to go up. Second, we've arranged with our primary diamond cutters to take their stock of big diamonds on consignment prior to them being offered to the trade at next week's International Jewelry Show in Las Vegas. You can buy from this huge assortment at the lowest prices we ever sell at. All of these diamonds are graded for cut, color, and clarity and have independent laboratory grading reports. Now, along with this vast collection of big diamonds, we put all of our own meticulously selected loose diamonds and solitaires on sale at prices from 5 to 25% off, including our Forever Mark diamonds. We also take trade-ins. But remember, this sale ends May 27th at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click SmartyDigital.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Do have some delay-free driving out there, so enjoy your ride. As for the weather, well, a little bit of rain today, 30% chance of showers, partly sunny. Gonna get up to about 87, mostly cloudy tonight, 60% chance of rain, low 73. And then Sunday night, 80% chance of showers, high tomorrow, 83 degrees, currently 77 here at AM 600, WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here today. Alan's like, what? Yes, we are, Alan. It's a gorgeous day. it's going to rain later, so we got to get out right now and enjoy it. Get that sunshine while we can. And then the liquid sunshine is coming. You know, I love liquid sunshine. You know why? Because when I'm showing property, we can tell if the roof's leaking. And liquid sunshine makes the grass green. And did you know that green grass is awesome for selling houses?
Man, you are excited. Did you take a happy pill or something
here? I got word from one of my fans via text that I wasn't sounding so happy, so I got to make myself happy.
So all somebody has to do is send you a text and then you get happy?
That's correct.
I'm going to send you more texts.
No, not you.
Oh, just your fans.
Somebody I trust out in the audience who's listening.
Oh, okay.
Actually, two people.
All right, so you can send Angela a text anytime you want her to be happy. Her phone number.
I'm like a puppet. You just tell me and I'll do it.
Her phone number is 465-3845.
Yes.
That's to make her happy. Or call her if you need some real estate advice.
You bet.
To buy or sell.
Yes, absolutely.
So here is our landlord and tenant tip of the week, which is really an interesting one. As I said, it made national and international news this week. And it starts out with a question that I'm going to ask you, Angela.
What's that?
Does an adult child have a right to live in their parents' home?
No.
Well, actually, the answer is maybe. Now, if they have a lease, if they have a lease and they're paying rent, well, of course they do.
You know what, Howard? I think it's probably a complicated topic and a topic that's become more common in recent years as we've had all these boomerang kids.
Yeah.
You know, kids that have gone to college, their debt's so high for their student loans and stuff, and then they can't get financing on a house or they have trouble with rental or whatever, and they come home to save money. It's when do you get them out? How do you get them out?
So
tell your story.
If they're not paying rent, then you can ask them to leave.
Okay.
Because they're adults. They do not have a legal right to live in the house. Now, if they refuse to leave, you actually have to go through the formal eviction process because that has been their home.
Okay.
So, therefore, you have to give them formal notice. So, there's been a case in New York, made national news this week, when the 30-year-old son, he just refused to get a job, and he refused to leave after multiple notices. The parents actually gave him written notice to leave, five of them. And even after the parents went to court and gave him a formal eviction notice, that 30-year-old son went to court to fight the eviction, saying he needed, get this.
What?
He needed another 6 months to prepare to leave. Oh, it gets better. Now, the parents
had like 6 years,
the
right?
The parents even offered him, look, we'll give you $1,000. Because, you haven't had a job.
That's not a lot of money if you're really seriously in New York.
Okay.
Thousands not enough to
they
put
gave
a
him months of lead time.
Right.
They gave him five written notices to leave.
Yes.
Offered him $1,000. He still didn't do it. They finally gave him a formal legal eviction notice. He fought it. The guy went to court and said, I don't think this is right. I need 6 more months. He found some case that he thought said, well, relatives, they're an exception.
To eviction?
To eviction. And the judge said, nice try. You lose. Get out. You know what the guy did?
What'd he do?
He went right back home.
Oh, my God.
I think Dr. Phil would say that the parents, however, enabled the son by letting him stay in way too long. He should have been out years earlier. This guy got on CNN. He got on Fox News. And he even frustrated the announcer because he just didn't get it. He didn't get that he's 30 years old. Go out, get a job, and live in your own place. He kept on saying, but they're my parents. I'm not really costing them any money. they should be providing me a place to live. I need more time. My response, grow up, get the heck out of there. I can't believe this.
I know.
Yeah, he needs to be on Dr. Phil and say, Dr. Phil's going to tell him, he's going to blame the parents a little bit, but he's going to tell him, grow up and get out. Interesting. Have any thoughts on that? Give a call and let's hear your thoughts. Anyway, on a different note, hurricane season starts June 1st.
Yes.
NOAA, which stands for NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they predicted this week that it will be a active, that's how they call it, active hurricane season this year with 10 to 16 named storms. The average season has 12 storms, and the first named storm is already forming, so a little bit earlier than expected.
Alberto.
Yes, and the single most important thing to prevent damage to your home, after all, this is a show about homes,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. We want to protect our homes in hurricane season. What should you do, Howard?
The single most important thing is trim your trees. Get rid of the dead ones. Get rid of the dead branches.
Yes.
And even if some of them are not dead, they're hanging out way too far from the base of the tree. Get them trimmed. Save money by doing it before they fall down and are blown over. And we recommend Sky Pro Tree Service. I have personally used them.
Me too.
To cut down two giant trees from one of my rental properties.
Yeah.
So if you need a recommendation.
We've had customers who've used them too.
Yes.
And they're really, really awesome.
Yes. Sky Pro Tree Service. Their number is 860-4685.
Yes.
Sky Pro Tree Service.
Personally endorsed by us because we both used them.
That's right. Yep. That's right. So, hurricane season. Can you believe it? This year has just flown
by. This year is flying by, isn't it?
Yeah.
June 1st, huh?
So, crazy, huh? Mm-hmm. So, crazy story about that landlord and tenant situation. Crazy story about hurricane season already starting and already a storm. You want to hear something else that might also be considered crazy?
What?
Or maybe not.
What?
You know, certain things happen in California. It's kind of a weird state. You know, some people talk about California wanting to become its own country. A new building code was passed in California last month.
Okay.
Now, it's not effective until 2020, but 2020 is just a year and a half away.
It sounds far away, doesn't it?
20. That requires virtually every newly constructed home to have solar panels on the roof. How about
wow.
that? Every new home. Now, there's just a couple of exceptions to that, like, you know, if it's totally shaded by another home next to it where, you know, sun would do absolutely nothing. The estimated cost of this is $9,500 per home. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. It does. Now, in California,
yes,
homes are a lot more expensive.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
$9,500. So it adds about $50 a month to the mortgage cost. But according to the California Energy Commission, it saves $80 a month in heating, cooling, and lighting. So think about that. $50 a month added to the cost of the mortgage, $80 a month savings in heating, cooling, and lighting. That could be a win for everybody.
Well, and I think if every single house has it in a sunny state like California, what do you do with the extra energy?
Don't know.
Sell it back to the utilities company.
So here's what I wonder. You think that will eventually head east, that law?
Probably to Florida.
What do you think?
You know, we copy. Everybody copies California. They start something and then we all give it a try.
I don't know.
It could happen in sunny Florida. Yeah.
You know, the cost of electricity is less here than it is in California. So,
yeah, but it's still a smart thing. I mean, as people, as the generations are coming up, they're way more green than your generation was, for instance.
And the cost of solar power, I mean, the cost of the solar panels is eventually getting cheaper.
True.
So I predict that, I don't know if it's going to be 2 years from now or 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, every new house is going to have solar panels on the roof. You heard it here.
Okay.
Okay.
What does that call you? A soothsayer?
A predictor. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Isn't that wild?
That is pretty wild. Yep.
2020, virtually every new house in California.
Doesn't 2020 sound far away?
It does. But it's, we're not, in 2018 and almost halfway through. Hey, stay with us, everybody. We've got more to talk about here on Real Estate Radio. We need someone to guess the contest. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend.
You know, it's the fourth segment already, and no one has guessed the final contest, the whole thing about the contest, which is, what do you do special for the American flag today on Memorial Day? Although the phone is now ringing, and maybe we have a guesser. So, Alan, do we have someone on the phone? We've got Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you have a guess or a question for us?
I'm going to tell you the answer to it.
Okay, what is it?
The flag is flown at half mast till noon, and afternoon till sundown, it's flown at full staff.
That is correct. Congratulations. That
Thank
is
you.
It. So did you know that because maybe you were in the military?
No, I have a son and a dad and all them in the military. We had discussed it here a few years ago, but it had kind of slipped my memory. However, I went on the Googling and found out for sure. I knew it was something about half mast, but I couldn't remember what.
Well, that's
right.
Great. Well, thank you for that. And it is a tribute, of course, to the men and women that have given their life, the ultimate sacrifice to our great country. And we Absolutely. Want to thank you for that. Do you have any real estate questions for us that we can help you with today?
No, mine are all in their homes and doing fine.
Okay, great. Well, we want to thank you for listening. We're going to send you back to Alan to get your full name and address so we can send you that tracking device.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So well, that's exciting. So half mass for half the day.
That's right.
Yes.
And then back up
I did
to
not
full.
Know that. I'm so embarrassed to say I didn't know that.
Well, we don't, I don't have a flag. Actually, I did when I had a different house. But anyway.
You're crazy.
Anyway, sellers prepare to, when they prepare to sell a house, they do prepare.
We have a caller.
No?
Yes, we do.
We have another caller?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good morning. This is Bill?
Second one.
Oh, wrong one. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning to you guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Hey, so I got a quick question for you. My wife and I are considering buying a townhome from somebody. It's in really bad repair, but I'm a handy guy. So I'm thinking about doing it, and we have the cash to do it because it's in such bad repair. It's only like $30,000.
Okay.
So I understand that I should probably do a title search, even though the person who lives there says there's nothing owed on it, and they actually hold the deed. I guess that's what they would hold if it's paid off, right?
Yes.
Well, whether or not it's paid off.
Say it one more time.
Whether or not it's paid off, they hold a deed on it.
Okay. What is the piece of paper you hold when you own a house completely outright?
Well, if they had ever had a mortgage, they would have a satisfaction of that mortgage. But the reality is you definitely want to have a title search done because what happens is if anyone has done any work along the way but never got paid, that lien would be there against the home. So you want to check that. Yeah. And then because you're buying from, you know, an individual, you also may not have exact representation about ownership. So that's another thing that the title search will indicate is the chain of ownership and to make sure that they have clear title to pass on to you.
Watson Title can do that for you. It's a very simple process. They do it for people, even if there's no realtor involved in the transaction.
They can.
Who does that?
Watson Title.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and they actually do a closing there too, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Yes.
At that time.
Absolutely. Yeah, they can handle the whole thing for you.
That's where the money's exchanged and
yes,
and that type of stuff.
The money, the title insurance, the deed, everything.
Yeah, they issue the deed. They do everything for you, and you know the cost is very minimal. I think their cost is like $400 and $600 to do the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do they come up with that dollar amount? Somebody told me that it was a. Contingent upon the amount of money of the sale, or is that not incorrect information?
It's usually a flat fee. The only thing that is a set fee is that if you desire a title insurance policy.
Which you should do.
Which you absolutely should do, because even though they do a title search, some long-lost uncle or relative could come along and say, hey, I have some ownership interest, and it was not discovered in the title search because that uncle may not have you know, filed anything 30 years ago, but he comes along and say, hey, I was the long lost brother of somebody and I found out that I have some ownership in it. And now they come along and say, hey, I want my half ownership from my, you know, third generation back. This protects you. Now, it's a lot less likely in a townhouse, but it still can occur.
Sure, sure. I understand that. But as far as me with the contract, I could probably Google just a Florida State real estate property for sale type thing off the Internet.
Actually, you might even be able to get a contract from the title company.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, hey, guys, love your show. It's great hearing you guys. You guys are full of information, and thank you again.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thanks for listening. All right. You know, Angela, you said the sun is out.
Hot, hot, hot. Okay, I want to talk about one of the open houses that's going on.
Okay.
It's going on today from 12 to 3 at 233 Water Edge Drive North, Jacksonville 32211. So that's over in the kind of the Arlington area on the water, over on the Arlington River. And that house is $410,000. Again, waterfront. It has a pool. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2,100 square feet. The lot is huge. It's 100 by 310. This house is a brick waterfront home, and it is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So it also has a boat dock and a lift. And I'm telling you, this is worth your time. You got to go out there today between 12 and 3. Dave Butler's going to be out there doing the open house, and you need to go out and see him and check out this house, because this is quite the value to be waterfront with a gorgeous home and a pool.
Speaking of waterfront, speaking of beautiful, we told you about this house for the last couple of weeks. This one, it leads out to Julington Creek and the St. John's River. This is on Bishop Estates Road, one of a kind, truly custom, 5,000 square foot, privately gated, 2 acres, 4-car garage, 6 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, yes, a pool, yes, a hot tub, even has an elevator, has a butler's pantry, has a dock, has a boat lift, has 2 jet ski lifts on Durbin Creek, as I mentioned, leading to Julington Creek, top of the line. Everything. The kitchen has 3 ovens plus a microwave, 3 sinks, a wine cooler, separate ice maker. The house has a curved staircase, gorgeous office, upstairs balcony. This house is just absolutely magnificent. There's no open houses, private showings only. The price was reduced a week ago from $1,375,000 to $1,299,000. You want a private showing of this, give me a call. It's on Bishop Estates Road. Gorgeous. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to have an open house from 3 to 5 in Palencia, 100 La Mesa Drive, 4,300 square feet, single story, 4-bedroom, plus an office, and a huge flex room upstairs, and as well as a flex room next to the kitchen. Oh my, screen porch, gorgeous landscaping, paver driveway, a golf course community with an elementary school right in the neighborhood, and of course, St. John's County Schools, $541,000. Come and see me tomorrow. It doesn't matter that it's going to be raining. I'm going to be there.
Rain or shine.
I can be there, you can be there. Hey, the Van Wees are coming up to tell you what's been going on in the financial sector over the last week. And has it been a good week? Are they shaking their head? Yes. Oh, yes. I got a 2 thumbs up and a nod of the head up and down. So stay tuned for them. We're going to be back with you next week. Hey, happy Memorial Day. Remember, tell your kids what Memorial Day is all about. Spend time with your family. Have a great week. God bless everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.